Hi, my name is Mo Vesey. I'm your NAR 2012 president. This is Mondays with Mo, and I wanted to spend just a bit of time to cover not just the holiday message, but an end-of-year message to a family of realtors that span everything from the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico up the East Coast from Florida to Maine and then across the heart of America through Illinois and New York and Texas all the way to Seattle and Washington State and down the coast in California and all the way back out to Guam. So there are a bunch of us, and we're all over the place, over a million strong. And I wanted to spend just a few minutes to recap basically what has been a very eventful year and thank President Ron Fitz for just an enormous effort that he's made and his leadership team. First thing, you know, we put a bus on the road. We hit over 50 different locations in the homeownership bus itself. Realtors came out from every venue to meet with that bus. We started in Chicago, and we just traveled across the nation with it. You have responded to it with the most familial ties you could possibly imagine. We garnered over 54.6 million positive impressions in the media with that bus, and we captured the imagination and the thought process of not just our customers and our realtors and even the politicians in whose homes we visited, but we captured the imagination of America with that bus. And hopefully we delivered a message that knits America together, and that frankly is that home ownership is an integral part of what makes us uniquely different from the rest of the world. We stood by folks in times of need too. There were some difficult times in 2011, especially in places like Missouri and Alabama, and your National Association of Realtors stepped up and came to those folks' aid when they needed it most. And we should be very proud of that. We did that, by the way, outside of the borders of the United States and went to Japan when they suffered greatly from the problems and the tragedies that occurred there. We had some enormous gains. The gains, especially lately in Louisiana, where the realtors locally got together with the help of the National Association of Realtors, got transfer tax banned and put into the Constitution. But they weren't the only ones. We stood on some phenomenal successes previously in Montana and Missouri and Arizona. And hopefully we will do the same across this nation in 2012. And when things got a little sticky in Capitol Hill, Congress decided that they'd come after some things that were uniquely benefits to the real property owners of this country and the future property owners of this country, like mortgage interest deduction and FHA regs and flood insurance and GSEs. You stepped up, and I mean you stepped up in wonderful fashion. And you told them it ain't going to happen. Real estate is what makes America great. It's what makes our moral fabric and makes us uniquely different than the rest of the country. And let me tell you, none of that could have occurred. None of it can occur, and none of it will ever occur if we just depend on leadership to do that or even staff to do that. It takes the folks in the field. It takes you to respond to calls to action. It takes you to get involved and pick up the phone and tell your representative and tell your congressmen and senators how important it is for America to rely upon a healthy real estate market. The reality is that America builds itself on this homeownership. There are monetary benefits that accrue to homeownership, and we want to preserve those. We also want to make sure that people who are capable of being able to buy homes can do that in the future in a sound practice in a fair way, and we want to make doubly sure that you understand that it's not just the monetary benefits, that the moral fabric and the social fiber of America is knit together in home ownership. Home ownership is not simply financial benefit. It is the American fabric. It is the American dream, and it shall always be and should always be. And if it isn't for you in your local and state association, knitting together with the National Association of Realtors to help us bring that message to the public and reinvigorate ourselves, then it'll never happen, and it's never too late to do that. So at a time when we're all smiling and we're pretty happy and things look pretty good for 2012. There's lights in a lot of tunnels that haven't been there for the last few years. I'm going to encourage you not simply to enjoy the holiday season and your family and your friends, but to enjoy the American fabric that you help build every day. God bless you. I love you. I look forward to 2012 like you cannot believe. We'll stand shoulder to shoulder and accomplish a lot. Have a wonderful holiday season and a wonderful, wonderful new year.